unser Time. It's unser Time. It's unser Hit. You're with my rhythm stick.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are heading into the third portion of this evening's three-hour all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. So the first one, we tried to keep it very classic rock, mine, relevant, just relevant. Not classic rock. Can't do that. You can't force these things. Second hour, we went for some of the sillier stuff. And now this hour, maybe perhaps we're trying to bring it down a little bit. As we round out the show. Now, there's still silliness in here. You know, you can't. I cannot control the obits. No matter how hard I try. Or else I wouldn't be doing 3 hours of them right now, would I? Why don't we do a radio obituary for Angelo Conti? He was the lead vocalist with the band Banda Bassotti, the Italian ska punk band formed in 1987. He just passed away at 62. It's the radio obituary for Angelo Conti right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. What? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Calvin Newborn. He was an American jazz guitarist, brother of Phineas Newborn Jr. They formed an R&B band together, Phineas Newborn Jr. and his trio. Actually, it was kind of called a couple different things, I think. But, you know, that kind of thing. But they recorded as B.B. King's band on his first recordings in 1949. They also recorded, in the Sun Record Sessions in 1950. Newborn went on to give lessons to Howlin' Wolf. He was friends with Elvis Presley. He just kind of generally got around. Played with all kinds of people. We'll look into a little bit of that in this obit. Calvin Newborn just passed away at 85. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Pocket, taking knocking on my key. Find out my baby's changing locks on me. I got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. My baby don't love me no more. But she left the thing alone. I got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. My baby don't love me no more. Well, I heard about you, Richard. I seen you before. But if you ain't that brother, don't you open up the door. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. My baby don't love me no more.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Arthur Maia, the Brazilian composer and bass player, considered one of the best bass players in the world by some critics. I don't know who. But he played with many famous artists, and his compositions usually present a fusion of jazz, funk, swing, and reggae. Arthur Maia just passed away at 56. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nosso amor resplandecia sobre as águas que se movem. Ela foi a minha guia quando eu era alegre e jovem. Nosso ritmo, nosso brilho, nosso fruto do futuro, tudo estava de manhã. Nosso sexo, nosso estilo, nosso reflexo do mundo, tudo esteve tapo. Itapuã, duas luas cheias, duas casas feias viram tudo, tudo inteiro de nós. Itapuã, duas lamas, algas, almas que amalgamas, guardam
in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. The ant penultimate radio obituary is for Daryl Dragon, the musician and songwriter known as Captain from the musical duo Captain and Tennille. His familiar image and stage name came from his time as a keyboard player with the Beach Boys from 1967 through 1972, when Mike Love gave him the nickname Captain Keyboard. It stuck, and Dragon began wearing a nautical captain's hat to go with the name. Daryl Dragon just passed away at 76. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
But this really, yes, it really could be the penultimate radio obituary tonight. It's for Charles Weldon, the prolific actor and director, and also briefly a successful singer. He was the lead singer and singer-songwriter with the chart-topping Paradons back in the 60s, 50s and 60s. And then he went on to his acting career, where he appeared in the original San Francisco production of Hair and in the 1969 Broadway musical Buck White, starring Muhammad Ali. Charles Weldon just passed away at 78. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Obituary tonight is for Christine McGuire, the last of the McGuire sisters, the singing trio in American popular music, from Middletown, Ohio. Christine just passed away at 92. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Christine McGuire right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Got a lot of dates to memorize in history. Achoo! Gesundheit! My sweetheart's embrace is bliss, but still in all there's something quite amiss. For every time we're just about to kiss, he always goes like this.
Gesundheit!
When I touch his hand, I glow, and deep inside I melt like April snow. But then I see his nose start twitching, so the sneezing's gotta go.
Gesundheit!
I hold him tight each time we cha-cha at night, but while we're twirling around, I hear a maddening sound upon the dance room floor. What can it be? Is he allergic to me? I think I'm going insane. I've got a right to complain, 'cause there he goes once more. I give up, what can I do? This rosy love affair is turning blue. You won't believe me, but I swear it's true. He's got me sneezing too.
Achoo!
Gesundheit!
Every
That nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Christine McGuire. And it nearly wraps up tonight's episode. I have one final tune to go out on, and then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron. You know she's going to take good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Don't forget, next week, we've got the Bee's Knees. It's a collection of things that were released in 2018 that I actually got that I liked. I guess that's how you say it. I don't know. One of these years, I'll write up a snappy way to say that. But it'll be happening next week. Don't you worry about that. It's one of the shows we do every year. Just one. But tonight's 3 hours of all radio obituaries, I think it went fairly well. Hopefully you will agree. Not sure whether or not we'll have obits next week or not. It depends on how many knees crop up. We're still in the process of paring that list down. So just hold tight. We'll see what happens next week. But you know what's going to happen all week long. You're going to entertain me over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I love the way you do that. And what else we got going? We don't have any more special programming lined up for months and months and months at this point, so no need to worry about any of that kind of business. We're just going to be doing straight up silliness and radio obituaries as far as the eye can see for now, with a couple of weeks off coming up sometime-ish. We'll get around to talking about that. Let's get through the Bee's Knees first before we distract me with that. So like I said, final tune to go out on, handing you over to the Automatron, and then we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night. Sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I stay here too long.
This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.